Well, let's catch up with our buddy Colter Lubin from the Wildlife Division of the DNR out of Escanaba. But I know you've been doing some work around the Marquette area lately with geese, and I'm anxious to hear about that, bud. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, I'm actually still up in your neck of the woods here. I'm actually still in Marquette. We banded some Canada geese here in the Marquette area this morning.
Well, we're going to talk about, you know, why geese are banded or waterfowl in general are banded and then the national program. But first, let's talk about your local process and how you go about banding geese.
Yeah, so, you know, and this will come out a little bit in the why we do it, but the UP region is given a quota every year for how many Canada geese, how many mallards, how many wood ducks are going to be banded. And with geese, kind of what happens for people that aren't familiar, geese actually molt. So that means they're pushing out new feathers and they're actually losing their primaries, their flight feathers. So there's a 2 to 3 week window where Canada geese cannot fly, which makes them extremely vulnerable. They spend a lot of time on lawns and close to land on the water. So what we try to do is we try to find these locations within our respective work area. So, you know, I know where our geese hang out during their time when they molt in the Escanaba, Gladstone, Kipling area. And then Caleb Eckloff, the wildlife technician up here, he knows where in this Marquette area birds spend a lot of time in an area where we can get to them. And what we do is we have a corral that's just built out of 2 to 3 inch PVC with a mesh on it. And you kind of form a V or a C-shaped, and you either use kayaks, canoes, or boats, or just on foot, depending on where the geese are. And you just kind of herd them. You herd the flock of geese into that corral, and you close that corral around them, and then they're contained, and since they can't fly, they're pretty much limited to that area. And then from there, we remove them from that corral one by one, and we age them and sex them and put that silver band on their right leg. When I say age, we just determine hatch year or after hatch year, and then sex them. Of course, it's male and female. So,
well, let's talk about, you know, when you have to get a hold of these geese, because I'm sure a lot of people have never seen this happen before. And geese can be kind of mean, man.
Yeah, so the big thing is, you know, they're in this corral, so they're not going to get away from you. But at the same time, you know, they still got a mouth, they still got big wings, and, they're a bigger bird. So what you do is you actually, if you can picture a goose, you get behind that goose and you push against their side, so you force their wings to stay against their body. And you can kind of, with either your finger or your other hand, you can take their head and tuck it underneath one of their wings. And this works for wood ducks, for mallards, other kinds of ducks, teal, and then it works for Canada geese. Once you tuck their head, they really relax because they're in that darkness, and they stop going crazy because you're right. Especially those big ones that have been around a time or two, they can be pretty nasty, and they start biting at you and pecking at you and stuff. But usually it goes pretty smoothly, especially for us that have done it for years, you know.
Like anything, you just got to get used to how to handle them, I'm sure. And they don't get injured, for those that might be thinking, maybe they're going to get hurt. They don't. You guys are pros, and you get it done properly. You're trained properly.
No, that very, very, very few times has anything ever happened to a Canada goose in this process. And it goes smoothly. I mean, they obviously don't like it, just like we would like to get corralled out. But it's just kind of an important part of an important survey effort, and it's well worth it.
We're talking with Colter Lubin from the DNR, and I want to talk about what this program is about. Why do you do it?
Yeah, so in very simple terms, and for some of the listeners, this might go back to a biology class that they were taught either in high school or college. It's a mark and recapture study. The Fish and Wildlife Service is in charge of all migratory birds, Canada geese, mallards, wood ducks, mourning doves, woodcock. So those all migrate. So the Fish and Wildlife Service actually oversees that program, because they, of course, cross state lines and they, you know, cross country lines, you know, from Canada to the United States and then down into South America. So the Fish and Wildlife Service has a model for how many certain species of waterfowl or migratory birds that need to be banded on an annual basis. So they tell each state, gets a number from the Fish and Wildlife Service of the number of certain waterfowl or other migratory birds that state needs to ban in a year. And then our state waterfowl specialist assigns a quota to each region. So for a region, you know, the UP region, we're a region, Northern and Lower Peninsula, Southwest Lower and Southeast Lower, all broken into different groups. And what this is you're putting a band, it's a silver band on their right leg, and it's got a number sequence on there, and it's mark and recapture. So it's
what we were doing today is the mark aspect of this project, and then the recapture is either captured through another banding effort, such as next year, 2 years from now, or in another state, or they are hunter-harvested birds, and when a hunter shoots a goose or a mallard or a wood duck, there can be a band on it, and what that band has on it is a number sequence, and then there is a web address that that hunter can go into and report that number, and that's the recapture effort. So it does a couple things, Adam. It gives you some population estimates, and it also gives you some migratory data because, you know, we get reports of where our birds are shot. Our birds are shot, you know, 2-3 states south, 2 states to the west, 2 states to the east. So over time, these mark and recaptures that are done through hunting or through banding efforts really start to kind of tell a story and give really important information to the Fish and Wildlife Service. And actually, Michigan, we ban just shy of 4,000 birds every year, and that's the number 6 most Canada geese banded in the United States.
From the DNR's Wildlife Division, Colter Lubin talking about the goose banding program, and I'd like to get more time from you later this hour and get into your personal fishing efforts as well, because I know you're a diehard fisherman 5-6 days a week, so can we talk to you later this hour?
Absolutely, Adam.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Colter in our next Outdoor Report, so right here on The Outdoor Show.